Now, I've heard about getting sweaty palms when you're nervous, and Anne in North Carolina has sweaty windows. So maybe they're just nervous. What do you think?
They might be. I haven't figured it out yet, but maybe that's the problem.
Now, is there moisture on the inside, or is it in between the panes of glass, or is it where you can touch it on the inside of your house?
It's on the inside of the windows.
Well, you've got a lot of humidity and you have windows that are not well insulated. Are these newer windows, Ann, or are they old?
Well, the home's about 5 years old. We bought the house 2 years ago. So they shouldn't be over 5 years old.
Yeah, they should probably be insulated windows, but they're not working very well. Do you know if they're double pane glass?
Yes, they are.
Well, they're not working
very well.
Now,
could that be an installation problem? Like maybe the window is good, but they're not installed right?
I don't think so. I think it's just junky windows. Because they should be insulated. I mean, they shouldn't be doing this. You have to have a pretty high humidity source inside the house as well. There's really two things here. First of all, you've got poorly insulated windows, and of course, those are beyond your control because you're kind of stuck with them. But then inside the house, you have a lot of sources of moisture. And so areas that you want to look to try to reduce that moisture and is actually, believe it or not, start outside. Look at the grading and the drainage around your house. Make sure your gutters are clean, the downspouts are extended away, and the soil slopes away from the walls, because those things will actually reduce the amount of moisture that gets in and under the foundation and wicks its way up through the entire house. The second thing you want to do is inside the house, look at all the sources of moisture where you generate moisture, like the stove. Do you have a fan there that vents outside? Your bathrooms, do you have fans that vent outside? And then finally, your attic. You need to have good ventilation in your attic. It would be good if you had a ridge vent and soffit vents, because all of that moisture gets up into the attic, and if the attic isn't well vented, it sits more in the house, and all of that leads to additional condensation. So at this point, the things that you can do easily are try to reduce the moisture, but your long-range goal should be to think about getting a better quality window, because it definitely sounds like these 5-year-old windows are not doing the job that they should be doing. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
So one of our first apartments when we lived in Manhattan, we had steam heating. The apartment was very old. It was an old brownstone built in the early 1900s, and it had single pane glass windows,
Ooh.
Which, you know, were beautiful, but really did a horrible job about keeping you warm.
About as inefficient as it gets, right?
And to make matters worse, the steam heater was right next to the window. So sometimes, you know, it would actually emit some sort of steam, and you
because the vent opens up and the steam blasts out, right?
So it got so bad, and there was really, you know, nothing we could do about it short of replacing the window. It got so bad that one time when we went to open the window, I mistakenly touched on a pane of glass, and it had moistened the woodwork so much that the pane just popped right out.
Oh no.
And I swear to you, I had like instant instincts, and I reached out and like just caught it in between like a clap, like, and had it in my hand. And I was like, Ed, help me. And when he got there, I was like, hand out of the window, pane of glass in hand. And, you know, they came and reglazed it. But I can't imagine it lasted much longer than that after we moved out.
Well, it sounds like the whole frame was rotted away.
It was terrible and freezing.
What's amazing about Anne's problem is that, you know, these windows are only 5 years old. And so obviously all of their insulating ability is gone, because the only way
or
you get
was
that
never there.
Or was never there, right? Because if you have cold air outside, warm, moist air inside, that warm, moist air strikes that cold glass, which shouldn't be cold if it's insulated properly, and condenses. So, unfortunately, the windows have to go.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.